Macmillan Audio presents The Vengeance of Mothers, The Journals of Margaret Kelly and Molly McGill, by Jim Fergus. Read for you by Laura Hicks and Eric Steele. Their prophet, Matse'e'ove, Sweet Medicine, told the Cheyenne of the coming of a person to them. This person was apparently the white man. Sweet Medicine told the Cheyenne, "A person is going to come to you. He will be all sewed up, enclosed in clothes. Nowhere will he not be sewed up, this person who is going to come to you. He is going to destroy for you everything that you used to depend on. He is going to destroy everything. And this one who is going to come to you will take over all the land throughout the world." Excerpted from the story Sweet Medicine by Mrs. Albert Hoffman in Cheyenne Texts, An Introduction to Cheyenne Literature, edited by Wayne Lehman, 1980.
In those days, the country was an extra 2,000 miles wider and an additional 1,000 miles deep. There were many undiscovered valleys to walk in where Indian tribes lived undisturbed, though some tribes chose to found new nations in the heretofore unknown areas between the black boundary cracks between states. All dogs and people in free concourse became medium-sized and brown. From the poem The Old Days by Jim Harrison. It is the mothers, not the warriors, who create a people and guide their destiny. Luther Standing Bear, Oglala Lakota Chief, December 1868.